pass on and off of 65 is not established for high volume of traffic. Before commercial development should be considered for this area, the 65 intersection needs to be assessed. Road development throughout the property would need to be assessed, designed, and approved to meet county requirements and legal standards. Currently, a portion of the property is accessed by a private property. Increased safety and police oversight would be needed. Individuals staying in secluded nightly rentals could often lead to criminal activities such as driving while intoxicated, trespassing, and property damage. Environmental impacts could be devastating without the proper assessment of infrastructure. County water and sewer are not available at this location. An assessment will be needed to understand the feasibility of supplying well water to these nightly rentals without impact on surrounding citizens. An assessment will be needed to ensure sewer waste infrastructure is adequate to not pollute Turkey Creek, which is less than 1,200 feet from property in question. I believe you see that there are several unanswered questions concerning about inserting commercial property into an area that is overwhelmingly agriculture with residential houses throughout. I am asking the commission to deny the request for the conditional use permit for this property. Once again, I appreciate the opportunity to share my thoughts and ask that the commission consider all the facts and concerns brought forward tonight in regard to this decision. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You ready to go now?
My name is Jamie Crockett. This is my husband, Beau Fries. We live at 141 Peace Lane, which is the first house that you come to there. If you could zoom in on it just slightly, I would like you guys to see how close we actually sit to the road. In 2017, my husband and I became first-time homeowners, buying a little house on a dead-end road, our only neighbors being three generations of family behind us here. For 6.5 years, it was complete bliss, peaceful, quiet, and perfect for us. That is where it ended. It was at this point that a homeless man began squatting in the abandoned trailer on the neighboring property, not even 43 yards from our front door. For almost a year, we had to deal with strangers driving past our house 24/7, literally multiple times throughout the night, 10 p.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., loud diesel trucks, muscle cars with loud music and loud exhaust, cars with no exhausts, and motorcycles would drive past our house not even 30 feet from where we lay our heads to sleep at night. It was an absolute nightmare, and there was nothing that we could do about it. The reason that I bring this up is because that was from one person moving in next door. I can't even begin to imagine what 14 cabins worth of a revolving door of strangers and traffic would look like. Peace Valley LLC cannot control the comings and goings of their guests. They cannot control how loud their guest vehicle are or whether their guests like to listen to music loud at night in their cars. All they can do is provide rules, and we all know people don't like to follow rules. As it is now, I see Tony and his son fixing potholes probably 2 or 3 times a year, and I know that Russ Cook fixes the road far more often than that. That is just 4 houses worth of everyday respectful traffic. I want to know who plans on maintaining a road for 14 cabins worth of traffic, a road that as of right now is not even wide enough for 2 vehicles to pass each other. I'm grateful that they mentioned about the gas station. The Laurel Road in front of the gas station right there is on a crest. So as you are leaving Peace Lane and you come up to the gas station, you are at a crest of a hill. So cars coming over the hill to turn into the gas station cannot see you. And like they said, many times they will pull right in front of you, turn right in front of you, or they will pull out of the gas station and not even look to the left because they don't know anything is back there. That is a very good example. It is a crest of a hill right there. I also wanted to mention that if should this pass and we wanted to sell our home and try to escape this problem, not only do nightly rentals lower the property value, but our house would be completely cut off from all other residential. We would be surrounded by commercial property on all three sides and the highway on the fourth side. This would basically cause our property values to tank and make it nearly impossible to sell and come out ahead. I believe that nightly rentals have a time and a place. Customers expect views, amenities, and quiet that make a nightly rental more desirable than a hotel, none of which I feel this location provides. There's nothing to see. There's no lake views, no mountains, no rolling hills, just trees and other people's homes. As of right now, we can't even use our back porch or our backyard in privacy because it has a clear line of sight all the way to the pond down here. And while we have grown used to the ambient noise around us, such as the highway noise, the gas station noise, the truck stop noise, and the noise from the neighbors who moved to the country so they could shoot guns off their back porch in peace, I don't see how any of this would lead to a good review on Yelp. I fail to see how 14 nightly rental cabins have anything but a substantial adverse impact to ourselves and to our neighbors. And we would ask that you decline this conditional use permit.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Do we have on this side people signed up? Ma'am, you want to go?
I'm far less prepared than any of the other people here. My name is Patrice Bovo. My parents, Harry and Joanna Baker, bought the property adjacent or we'll say bordering this property in 1982. They have a total of 300 and something acres. Only a little less than 40 are in Taney County and back up to that property. The lakes, if you could show a picture of the road right past, we have a private drive off of 65. That is our driveway. So you go to the Arkansas border. Can you do that? And that's it right there. This road coming down here. If you keep going, you'll find that there's Turkey Creek starts on my parents' property. And it was dammed up by the Swans years ago into four different lakes. And these are the lakes. They also found right there, I think, on their property. I'm not sure exactly. I feel the same way the rest of these people do, that this is not going to be a good thing for the area. First of all they have to do is hike down the hill to my four lakes, which is very, you know, what? Well, yeah, but my family lives there too. My son lives on the property. He just had his second child last week. We have a 2-year-old. My 88-year-old mother still lives on the property. We have a lot of people, because we have this private drive that comes off 65, a lot of people want to come down and see what's down there. Or they think it's 14 West, and they turn a lot and come down our driveway. We have had meth users decide to park their car up on 65 and walk down our driveway and go sit in our sun porch. I don't know how they're planning on keeping people within their boundaries. I haven't heard that they've had a survey done, that they have boundary markers, know where they're at. I don't think that they have fences surrounding the property to keep people from walking down into our property. We have caves as well. The tourist train is right there that goes from Branson, goes right past all four lakes on our property. When they built the airport We got a lot of noise from that. We get a lot of noise from the train. We get a lot of noise from 65 Highway. And I really don't need any more noise coming from Beast Lane, if you know what I mean. Also, there's a matter of water. So I've not heard sewer or water, you know, what they plan on doing with that. But we already have someone that is using water from our property, and we are about to stop that. They came down and asked could they get more water from the property, but we have a large building that's close to where that water source is that is not getting enough water to flush the toilet now. So we're going to have to stop allowing that use. I don't know how exactly they started that use for that water, but that's going to have to end. I'm thinking about building my retirement home on one of those lakes, and I need that water supply as well. So I'm kind of wondering where this one well is and how that one well is going to make enough water for 14 properties. Let's see. Oh, and also, since there isn't really a fence around their property, like I said, they can just sort of go anywhere they want to go, and our property is the closest to go to. That's about all I had to say. I'm really not for this. I used to own a lot of rental properties myself. I own 3 Airbnbs now, but they're in Port Royal. They're not in the middle of, like they said, you know, an agricultural and a family area. Plus, I also worry.
Ma'am, you've maxed your time out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I want to give that. But you did a good job. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Anybody else on this side signed up to speak? That everyone signed up? Y'all want to come back up? Any feedback from what you heard?
We understand the neighbors' concerns. We also understand, you know, the business and the way our business model is shifting is towards short-term and commercial rentals. In the last 6 years, this is the first year we've had 3 evictions. They've all been from long-term renters. The state favors long-term renters and tenants. So regardless, you know, whether they're long-term rentals or short-term rentals, we would put a lot more money, time, road improvements, boundary lines, landscape for short-term rentals as we would long-term. If there were 14 long-term rentals, they're tenant-based, they maintain their own property, they mow their own grass. If they're all short-term rentals, we hire all the crews to maintain all of the premises. We will do road improvements. I know that's a couple of people's concerns here. And the last lady that just went with the boundaries, we'll have marked signs, proper street lighting, designated parking, and so that addresses that.
I'd like to address, we bought this land surrounding their family from their family, from the Plot family that is addressing this. I would also like to address that the land beyond this far home is also for sale. Anybody can buy that and do whatever they want as well. So whereas I do hear the concern, they sold it to individuals, or the other one's currently on the market.
It was my understanding they offered it to the local residents and family first before going to market.
Yeah. As far as the street, it is Highway 65 certainly supports the oncoming traffic, and I don't think that at any time the 2 gas stations would have been approved if there wasn't sufficient access to 2 gas stations. It is kind of an oddity that there's 2 gas stations right next to each other, but have you, that's what it is. And that's going to bring improvement to that.
Our commercial. Our third business partner also knows the owner of that, the gas stations, and so we can work together with them as well in creating some of the traffic concerns there and the unmarked roads.
And there was concern about water. We're going to be putting 3 wells on the property, and each building will have its own septic. So we won't be pulling from anybody. We'll be adding those on there.
In addition, You mentioned this, the conditional use permit. That's why we're applying it. This isn't something that we plan to buy, flip, sell to somebody that's not going to take care of it. This is a property we plan to keep and maintain. This property was for sale to the open market.